seated. This morning is a very special service. You can notice taking some thunder away from Holly a little bit. The banner that we have up at the back of the sanctuary this morning. Today marks our 10th anniversary as Burlington East Presbyterian Church. We're very excited about that. And today's service is formatted very much around the very first service that was held in 2007. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing this morning. And one of those things that happened in that service in 2007 and we're bringing back this morning is starting our service off with a song by Al DeCock and our lovely pianist this morning, Helena Dickinson. Thank you for coming this morning and helping us out. And I'm going to turn it over to you guys for us to hear this lovely piece.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to Burlington East Presbyterian Church on this very special day, our 10th anniversary. My name is Holly McLeod, and I'm one of the elders here at the church. If you are visiting us today, please sign our guest book, which is located by our front door. And please join us downstairs after the service for some refreshments and fellowship. And I'll just give you a moment to prepare for worship. Please join me in the responsive call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name.
May He know among the nations for the call of His Son.
Sing to God. Sing praise to God. Tell all of God's wonderful acts. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek God's face always.
Come, let us worship God.
Our first hymn this morning is sorry. Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, 407. And you might note that it jumps around a little bit. I think it's, I'm just pulling it up here so we can see that. I think you have to sing verses 1, 2, and 3 and then jump back to the first. Yeah. You have to jump over. So pay attention to the numbering scheme, folks. This is the simplest way I can put that. You'll see 1, 2, 3 is on the facing page. You've got to go back for verse 4, and then 5 is on the other page. Why they put it that way, I'm not exactly sure, but there it is. Let's join together now in 407. Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. A couple of things I'd like to just say quickly before we move into our prayers of adoration and confession. A lot of what we are doing this morning is taken directly from that service that we had in 2007. And that's first. Second, I know the children are in here and they're going to stay in here this morning, adults, so we need to just kind of get our heads around that. I'll be working with them as much as we can. So I want them to be a part of this service today because this is a very special service, and I will be trying to include them throughout the service, the children's time, and certainly in the sermon. As we've picked the hymns that were sung that first service with a couple of changes, and often some of the prayers that we're offering were offered that same service. To briefly give you a description of that, and I'll try to stay as brief as I can, we were in the two different buildings, Strathcona, which was this building, and Pineland down on New Street. The service began in Pineland, and then everybody packed stuff up halfway through the service and came to this building and concluded the service. And although I wasn't there, it's a very lovely way to pull the two congregations together. So a lot of that, what we're doing today, is reflective of that, plus all the new folks that we have now who've come here since 2007 to become part of what's now Burlington East. Okay. We're going to come before God now in our prayers of adoration and confession, followed with the Lord's Prayer. And this is a special Sunday, as I'll mention a couple of times probably throughout the service, in that this Thursday would be the Epiphany. And the Epiphany, of course, is when the Magi came and the wise men came and saw Jesus. And they recognized the light that came into the world. And we hear in the Gospel of John that the light came into the world, but people love darkness more than light, for because their actions were not of God's actions and they were of their own ways. We come before God this morning to confess our sins, the times when we've stepped away from God, and to ask forgiveness. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Loving God, we offer you honor and praise on this most holy of days. And Lord, we gather in this place to celebrate our unity in the Christ child. By his birth, Lord, you came down to earth to show us how to walk in a difficult world. And through his life, we've learned to trust in your mercy and grace. Lord, as we stand on the threshold of a very new year, we're also standing on the threshold of a continuing future that began 10 years ago. And we tremble with apprehension and anticipation in so many ways as we consider what you have for us in the next 10 years, so to speak. Be with us now in this time and place, O Lord, and may your Holy Spirit infuse us with a joy as we offer praise to you and we worship you this morning. And may we be filled with strength and boldness to bravely walk together into a new year and into our continuing future as Burlington East Presbyterian Church, this loving and blessed congregation, knowing that you are with us. You are a God of justice, Lord, and we come before you as well this morning to confess our actions that often stray from what you want of us, the times when we need to be kind to one another, to be gentle with one another. That's the description that we'll read in Colossians this morning, and how to treat one another and how to walk in your way. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't do those things. Forgive us, and we pray, for hiding in the darkness often instead of coming into your light and walking in your way. Lord, judge us with mercy, we pray, and extend your grace to us as you always do. Strengthen our faithfulness to you and to all who are precious in your sight. Lord, we come before you this morning offering the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Friends, God is for us and not against us, and for that very reason God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. We declare the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and set free to live a new life in him. In that service in 2007, Gord Fielding participated in a special way, and we've invited him to come back and participate again this morning in a very special way. I'll leave it over to you, Gord. Thank you, sir. We'll join together now in our next hymn of praise, number 377. Come, children, join and sing. And during the second verse, the kids come forward for a time together. 377, come, children, join to sing. Boys and girls, I did mention just at the beginning of the service that today, or this week, would be what we call the Epiphany. That's when the wise men came to see Jesus. How did they get there? Do you remember? How did they know where to go? Yep. They followed a star. That's right. And it took them right to where Jesus was. And look, we have a star this morning. Probably not, but this is my happy face star, and I like him. He's a very friendly star. And what they did, they followed the star because they wanted to see where Jesus was. And you know, we can do some of that this morning and think about where would we find Jesus here in church? Well, if we follow the star, let's see. Here's one place that we can find Jesus. What's this? What's this called? Do you remember? This thing here, this big wooden thing. Starts with the letter P. Got an idea? That's a good guess, yeah? It's a really good guess. Podium's a really good guess. It's a pulpit. And we hear people like myself stand up here and talk about Jesus, and that's from one place that we can find Jesus. How about this big table back here? You know what this table is for? What do we do here a couple of times a year? Yeah. And we have special plates that we put on this table that aren't here this morning. That's a clue. There's bread, and there's wine, or juice. Not this morning. We have communion here, and we serve communion. You guys have had communion before, and that's another place that we can find Jesus. Where else could we find Jesus? Let's see, if we follow the star, where's the star leading this time? Oh, it's going to go right to here. What's this? You know what this is. Baptism font. That's right. And we can't find Jesus here because people get baptized here. And that's one of the first places many of you first met Jesus when you were baptized. Stars moving away again. How about here? What's this? What's on here? What's this big book? What's this book? Yeah, Brendan, you know? That's where the duty elder, that's good. That's where the duty elder does. And we would meet Jesus there with the duty elder. There you go, Holly. Yes, Madeline? It's a Bible. We have two Bibles up here. And this is a very special place for the Bible because this came from England, from what I remember. Those of you who remember where this came from one of the churches that was bombed out during the Second World War and was donated to the church here. And we have Bibles here. Where else could we find Jesus? Let's see what the star leads us. Look, the star's leading us down here. And it's doing this. It's pointing to all these people. What do you think it's telling us? These people can show us Jesus, can't they? Because the Bible tells us where two or three are gathered, there I am. And look, there's much more than two or three here this morning. There's a lot of people here. Jesus can be found right in the midst. And the last place we think we might be able to find Jesus, let's just see where the star takes us now. Right over top of you guys. We can find Jesus in these little kids today, can't we? Even though it might be hard sometimes to see that. Sometimes. Especially when we're fooling around and playing and not paying attention. But Jesus is here, and here, and here, and here, and here too. Because you people love Jesus just like we do. And where you're gathered, there Jesus is too. So just like the wise men followed a star to find Jesus, we found and followed a star this morning to find out where Jesus is in this building. And he's in all sorts of places and all sorts of people. Boys and girls, we're going to say a little prayer together, and then I've got a treat for you. And you've got to promise me you're not going to make a lot of noise with the treat. Okay? Let's come over here and we'll have a little prayer. Let's join hands. Good job. Good job, everybody. Hey, that's a nice cross you've got on there.
Thanks.
Yeah, very good. That's, and you got a nice one too. Wow. Okay, sorry. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you've led us to you.
We thank you that you've led us to you.
We thank you for Christmas.
We thank you for Christmas.
And we thank you for this new year. And Lord, we pray this in your name.
And Lord, we pray this in your name.
Amen. Okay, boys and girls, we'll sing our last verse seated together, and there's a treat for each one of you. You're very welcome. You're going to go sit down. Okay. Following scriptures that we're going to have some folks read for us this morning, short, what sort of one sentence scriptures, were read at this 2007 service, our very first service, and I offer them today, or we offer them today, as a form of a prayer of illumination as we prepare to hear our full readings of scripture this morning. So I'll call on our readers to come up at the center. We'll think of these in a prayerful manner this morning as we hear them.
God said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Come to Christ, a living stone, and like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people.
Thank you. Our first reading this morning, our responsive psalm, is taken from Psalm 105. We're reading verses 1 to 15 together, and I'll call on Holly to come up to do that now.
Psalm 105, verses 1 through 15. O give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises. Glory in God's holy name.
Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the strength of the Lord. Seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wonderful works God has done, the miracles and the judgments God has uttered. O offspring of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
Our God is the Lord, whose judgments are in all the earth.
The Lord is mindful of the covenant forever, the word of God commanded for a thousand generations, the covenant made with Abraham, the promise sworn to Isaac, and his covenant to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion forever and ever.
When they were few in number, of little account, and strangers in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people.
God allowed no one to oppress them, rebuking rulers on their behalf, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, do not cross no harm.
Thank you, Holly. Our Old Testament reading this morning is taken from Isaiah 12, verses 1 to 6, page 641 in your pew Bibles. Isaiah 12, beginning at verse 1, following the thoughts and again that are outlined in Psalms. These different scriptures we're reading today were read in that service and give us a sense of God's promise and hope for the future. Isaiah 12, beginning at verse 1. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Our New Testament reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, and that's page 201 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bibles. This is telling us instruction on how to treat each other. Paul is being very clear about how we should be in relationship with one another. It's certainly something that set the tone, I suppose, in many ways in that service in 2007 and continues to set the tone for us in this day forward, 10 years later. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 12. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And our gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And that is the story of the wise men coming and visiting with Jesus. This is, as I said a couple of times already, the Epiphany this week. And we celebrate this in sort of context, certainly, of our renewal in this 10th anniversary of that sort of the world acknowledging that Christ is who he is for us and proclaiming that to all the world. Matthew 2, beginning at verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you've found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God. Our next hymn is the insert in your bulletin, "One More Step Along the World We Go." Verses 3 and 5 were modified by Heather Vise, who was the interim moderator, helping begin the search and the amalgamation of the two congregations, search for a new minister as well. And this is a command for us to move forward. And this is the song in which one part was sung, and then everybody came from the other location to this one, and the song was completed. And we're singing it all together this morning in remembrance of that, and also to remember the words as we are challenged forward in the next 10 years of our time together in serving God. "One More Step Along the World We Go." Sorry?
Verses 1, 2, 3 right now, and then 4, 5 after.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 now, 4, 5 after.
1, 2, 3 now.
Yes. Okay. Is a very important number in our Christian faith. Three repeats itself all through Scripture, and we can see a reference to this in 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 7, where it says, "There are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree." This morning, we're preparing to light three candles, and for us, the concept of three shall be one is a symbol of the Holy Trinity, the Trinity of God's truth from John 7, and the three component parts of what makes up Burlington East Presbyterian Church today. Now, we have representatives from Pinelands, Strathcona, and again, some folks representing the newer ones who've come in here since 2007, all lighting candles this morning to illustrate and remember the threefoldness of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I'll ask our representatives to come forward now. Ellen? I'm going to give Ellen a bit of help here. Isabel, you're working here? Okay, good. You okay?
Yeah.
I'll take her up. Yeah. Don't you walk her?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll take your time. I'm going to be getting one of those very soon. Those sticks, I think. Yes. Yeah, okay. You take. Okay. Just take your time. Yep. Okay. Very good. All righty. Just hang on to the. We made it. All right. We're going to use this lighter, and if you need help, I'll give you. And let me just get my notes, because, Isabel, you're going to be up first. And we offer these sort of prayers. I'm going to do that. I know we're all kind of standing about. You're okay with this? I'm just going to offer this prayer, and then you can light that, okay? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, we remember those from Pineland Church who responded to your call to this reformation, this amalgamation, and this new congregation known as Burlington East Presbyterian Church. We thank you for the faithfulness of the people from that congregation, their strength, and for their love that worked together through good times and hard times to realize your call to this new congregation. And we now light this first candle in remembrance of them. Okay. This one. Yeah, you gotta. It's tricky. I meant to get matches. Okay. You hold it, I'll work the controls. There we go. All righty. Thank you. And I'll offer a prayer now. Let's bow our heads again in prayer. We'll get ready to light the second candle. Holy God, we remember those two from Strathcona Church who responded to your call to this reformation and this new congregation to be known as Burlington East Presbyterian Church. We thank you for their faithfulness and their strength and for their love that worked together to form, through good times and hard times, to realize your call to form this new congregation. And Lord, we now light this next candle in remembrance of them. Ellen? Yep. It's complicated. You got to push that one forward and pull the trigger at the same time. All right. Come on over this way a little bit. Yep. Sorry, excuse my back, everybody. I'll pull the mechanism. You can hold the can. You just point. How's that? See if I can do this. There we go. Very good. And lastly, again, our third prayer. Let's bow our heads one more time. Holy God, remember those who've come to this congregation since 2007, and they too have responded to your call to be a part of this congregation known as Burlington East Presbyterian Church. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness, for their strength, and for their love that has worked together to continue the work that was started back then. And they have worked through good times and hard times as well to realize your call for them in this congregation. Lord, we now light this third candle in remembrance of them. These three candles now burn together and always, in that sense, symbolically, to shine the light of God into this community, for those gathered as well within these walls. These three candles burn as one, just as God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit burn as one, showing the love that God has for everyone now and always. These three candles are representative of the rich blessing that God has given and will continue to give to this congregation, Burlington East Presbyterian Church. Amen. Let's get you guys seated, and we'll go on to our next part of our service. Take your time, please. I should be on the other side of you, probably. Sorry, Ellen. Okay, you can. Okay, thanks, Donna. We'll turn to your bulletins now as we get to the remembering the constitution of the congregation. In 2007, that service that was held, there was also another service held later on where they did a sort of formal liturgy, so to speak, or wording to constitute the beginning of this congregation. And this morning, we want to remember that constitution of that congregation. So I'd ask everybody, if you're able, please to stand. And I will read the following, and then we will say the Apostles' Creed together. Brothers and sisters in Christ, by the grace of God and the authority of the Presbytery of Hamilton and the Presbyterian Church in Canada, we are assembled to celebrate with joy and thanksgiving the constitution of a congregation of God's people within the Holy Catholic Church. Let us join together with Christians from all parts of the Church, both past and present, as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us say this together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and
Jesus Christ, our only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. As members of this congregation, I put forth to you some questions now. As members of the congregation, will you make use of God's means of grace as you offer worship that belongs to God? Grow in Christ through the words and sacraments. Share your spiritual and material gifts for the good of all. Sorry. Even I'm mixed up here. The affirmation. To the glory of God the Father, who has loved and called us, to the glory of God the Son, who has given himself for us, to the glory of God the Holy Spirit, who calls the Church into being, uniting us to Christ and to one another, we remember and reflect and affirm the constitution of this congregation for the worship of God in prayer and praise, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the baptism of believers and their children, the renewal of God's people at the Lord's table. We remember, we affirm, and we remember the constitution of this congregation for the instruction of children and adults in the Christian way, the support of those who are tempted, the comfort of those who mourn, the guidance of those who seek, and we remember and affirm the constitution of this congregation for the blessing of Christian marriage, for the support of family life, and the increase of justice, peace, and righteousness in this community and in the world. We remember, we affirm, this constitution of this congregation. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to God forever and ever. Now I'd like, if it says share a blessing, please turn and shake hands or whatever you need to do, just God's blessings to you. God's blessings to you. God's blessings to you. Now, we're Presbyterians, so don't get carried away out there. We're going to remain standing and sing the last two verses of One More Step Along the World We Go, keeping in mind, again, just to remember that this is how it was put together in that first service. We sang the first three verses. We packed up all the gear and whatnot, came over to this location and sang the last two verses as a joining together, and we think of that this morning. Okay. Now, we've lost a couple of the boys and girls, but we still have a few over here. I want you to, boys and girls, look at the front page of the bulletin. And I want everybody to do that, actually, at this point. The picture that we have on the front was chosen for a very specific reason. It's you can make out what's happening in that picture. What's happening in that picture, anybody? Well, lots of bumbling, but they're crossing the Red Sea. That would almost be right, George, because that's what it does look like. But in fact, what they're doing in this particular picture is they're crossing the River Jordan. And Joshua is taking the people across the River Jordan. And we know that, because the clue would be that they have the Ark of the Covenant in that little covering that they're carrying across the river. So it's a story that is known by many, but not necessarily well known by lots of folks, that they crossed over dry land where there was water twice. The first time, we know about that when Moses took them across the Red Sea, which was right, George, exactly that. And then again, Joshua had helped them across. Something new was beginning for them at that point. And we chose that picture to remember a new beginning. And we chose that picture as well because there's a new year beginning. So it's not just what we're reflecting only on 2007, but we're also looking at 2017 and beyond. Something to keep in mind in that particular story that happened was, and I'm trying to find the scripture here I want to tell you, the people that crossed the River Jordan 40 years after they left Egypt. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And in biblical terms, a generation is 20 years. And you think about that, it's not that far out of whack with some of these way things happen. Whereas, you know, you have your children, they reach the age of 20, and in biblical terms, biblical times rather, they would probably be married and having their children. And when their children became 20, they would then begin having their children. So it doesn't mean that the previous generation has entirely died off, but it means that the next generation is beginning their children's births. 40 years passed, two generations have gone by. So it's the grandchildren of the people that left Egypt that are now facing the River Jordan. And right on the other side of the River Jordan is the land of Canaan, the promised land. But God said to the people who left Egypt, because of all their complaining and all of their bad behavior in general terms, they themselves were not going to make it to the promised land. In fact, Moses has died. And as we read in Joshua, we read just the beginning of Joshua, Moses has died. Moses isn't even going to make it there. And I particularly chose this story for this morning because when new beginnings happen, there is a past always that has to be dealt with. Children of Israel, the grandchildren of Israel now, have lost their leader and they've lost that previous second generation back. They are on their own completely. They've grown up entirely in the wilderness. They've not known anything other than desert land and eating manna and wandering around. And now they've lost Moses. And they may be feeling, as it says even in Joshua, they may be feeling a little bit like maybe God's not with us anymore. Even though here we stand at the River Jordan. And we can't get across. It's pretty deep. What are we going to do? God speaks to Joshua and he says to him specifically, I want you to take the Ark of the Covenant, like we see in this picture, like I asked you to look at it in the front. Take the Ark of the Covenant, walk down to the River Jordan with all the priests from the tabernacle at the time, and step foot in there, just like they did at the Red Sea. Only Moses was leading at that time. And as soon as they did that, the River Jordan, as I'll read to you from this specifically, now the River Jordan is at flood stage during harvest, which is when they were there. Yet as soon as the priests who were carrying the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabath, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So as soon as they touched the water, the river stopped way upstream at a town and stopped way downstream at another town. It wasn't just a little bit. The whole river seemed to vanish in front of them. And they stepped forward and off they went to begin their new journey. Something else that they did they got instructed by God to do. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, it's a lot of people, the whole nation of Israel had crossed the river Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you, and put them down in the place where you stay tonight. And this is why. To serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask, what do those stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. They made a pile of stones, 12 stones. And they just left it. And it was there so that when people came by later, in other words, the great-grandchildren of the people who left Egypt originally, saw that pile of stones and they said, what's that all about? Oh, let me tell you the story. This morning, we have 3 candles that we've lit. We've got a banner at the back of the church. We've got lots of things lined up over the course of the years to celebrate our 10th anniversary. When your children, boys and girls, that's you, when you ask your mom and dad, and your grandmother and grandfather, what are all those candles about? And what's that big thing at the back up there for? Can you see that? What's that up there? What's that all about? There's people in this building can go, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. And we have lots of stories. I wasn't here in 2007. I came here in 2011. So I had a lot of catch-up work to do. And I've heard a lot of the stories, I have to say. A lot of the stories. Some of them have been great. Some of them not so great. When I was interviewed to come here, and those of you who are on the search committee might remember, I showed up with 2 articles in my hand. One was all about the wonderful thing that happened at Burlington East Presbyterian Church in 2007. It was in the Presbyterian Record, and it had nothing bad to say at all. It was just this lovely thing about how these 2 congregations came together and became one, and what a success story. And being the person that I am and the skeptic that I am, I kept digging before that and found another article. Also in the Presbyterian Record, didn't say the same thing at all. Didn't say the same thing at all. So in my interview, I pushed the 2 pages together. Can you people explain those to me? Because I know there's 2 sides to every story, at least, if not more. So the journey to get to here, to 2007, was a tough one. And that's why I said in that prayer, there were good times and there were hard times. There are people who left, people who joined, people who felt great and people who didn't feel so great. And that's just a part of what goes on. And those of you who are here who remember those years prior to 2007, you know how difficult it was. And I've heard those stories. How difficult it was to just pay the rent, so to speak, to get the electric bills paid and the water bills paid and the taxes paid and all those kinds of things. And what looked like was a future that didn't look so great. Again, reflecting on these people who were about to cross the Jordan River. They'd lost everything. Moses was gone, their grandparents were gone, the promises that they thought they had were all gone. And they were standing in front of this very deep river, and way over there was the possibility of a promised land. What are we going to do? Well, one of the other big reasons that this took place in the story with Joshua was to reassure everybody that God was still with them. And this miracle that takes place, the parting of the waters of the Jordan, was a demonstration of that. Because they hadn't seen very much at that point. Their grandparents saw all the pestilence that went into Egypt. Their grandparents saw the Red Sea part. Their grandparents saw the pillar of smoke and the pillar of fire. Their grandparents saw the manna from heaven. Their grandparents saw miracles taking place. They hadn't seen very much other than desert in their entire life. And I know getting up to 2007, it seemed like that for lots of people. It was a hard journey to get to that point. But God pulled something out of his hat, so to speak, a miracle. And that's it right here, Burlington East. Rivers of the Jordan have parted for us, and we've crossed into that promised land, and we're still traveling through the promised land. And one of the things that I've mentioned that we're going to have in May, when we have our official kind of time together as our anniversary, we're bringing in Dr. Stuart McDonald from Knox College. And when I was there, he mentioned to me that we are a miracle, folks, because since the 60s anyway, give or take, there's been no Presbyterian amalgamation that's taken place that's lasted 10 years. So we're the first. We're the first. And it's got everything to do with God's blessings on all of us, with the hard work and faithfulness of the people here, the people that were in those two first congregations, the people who have come since to form this congregation. We are small in some respects, but we're mighty in so many others. And I know that because it's been a miracle that we've got this far. It was just the same kind of miracle for the people that crossed into that promised land. One of the things that was mentioned in that first service, a scripture that was read, and a scripture that we read again this morning, was how to treat each other, how to be in relationship with one another as we moved into this promised land of Burlington East. Those clear instructions are there, and I see them every day as sort of the new guy in the crowd, so to speak, when I came here in 2011. And I'm so proud of this congregation when I talk to my colleagues all the time and I hear stories of different things going on. And you know that I'm interim moderator at a couple of other congregations, and there's difficulties there. We always have difficulties, but I'm so proud of this congregation because we are remembering what's outlined in Colossians and given to us as a challenge then and today. We are God's chosen ones. We're treating one another with compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience. We are bearing with one another. We are forgiving each other. We are clothing ourselves with love. I love that phraseology that Paul puts around that. We're putting on that cloak of love around us and around each one of us. We're letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. We're always thankful. I hear that all the time from all of you when I'm talking to all of you, old and new in that sense, long term and short term, so to speak. We're thankful for what God is doing here. We are letting the word of Christ dwell in all of us richly. We are teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom. We are singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And most importantly, and I've said this many times to my colleagues and other folks that I know, when I talk about this congregation, I tell them whatever gets done around here, whether it's in word or deed, everything is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody in this building gives thanks to God the Father through Jesus, always. And I'm not just saying that because I'm standing at the front and I'm your minister at the pulpit this morning. I really believe these things that goes on in this congregation. And it's all because God is at the middle of this. And God is in each one of us. And Jesus is the reason that we're here and carries us on. Today, we remember our beginning marked with this worship service that took place back 10 years ago. We are affirming that commitment, and we're moving forward, marking it by this worship service this morning. Today, we continue to go forth into the world for God. Today, we have promised to continue to treat each other, outlined in Colossians that I just read, and we affirm that whatever we do, whether it's in word or deed, we're going to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we're going to give thanks to God the Father through Him. And this is all because God called all of us in our own ways, whether we were from one of the other two congregations or came since, we responded to a call that God has told us in our hearts to come to this place and be a part of this family and be in relationship with one another and Jesus. And we will continue to respond to the glory of God now and forever. And I'm looking forward to seeing a 20 on there very, very soon. And I know we will. Because God is working richly here. Amen. God is our deliverer. He's the one that's taken us to that promised land. He is helping those who call God to justice. And as people of God, we participate in God's care and creation for all who are in need. We bring now our offerings and our tithes with glad and generous hearts to God. as we enter into this new year, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us throughout the last year. Lord, we ask a blessing as well on this offering this morning, that it can be used to raise your name high and shining forth in this world and our community at large. Bless it, Lord, to help those in need and help us to continue to help those in need. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. As we begin our prayers of the people, our opportunity now to come before God with those in need in our lives, we remember Linda Kennedy, Barbara Bourne's daughter. Bill Kennedy passed away this last week, and so they're in the midst of dealing with that loss in their life. Bill did go peacefully. I know I spoke at great length with Linda about that, and they're making plans now for a memorial service for Bill. It'll be later in the month, and we just keep them in mind. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for so much that you give us in our lives. It seems like there's just sometimes almost too much in a way, in some ways, to describe that. At the same time, Lord, we are all dealing with some sorts of loss, and certainly 2016 has been a tough year for almost all of us. We've lost different people in our congregation, and we've lost those close to us, loved ones and friends. We do remember Linda Kennedy and the Bournes, that they've lost a lot over this last year or two. And we pray for them, and that you will give them the strength and peace that they need. Lord, I also offer up prayers for some people that have spoken to me in this last week about different things that have happened rather tragically in their lives. And they know who they are. And Lord, we just keep them in mind. Father, every one of us this morning has someone in our hearts that we can think of that has a need and that we know personally, someone in our life that is struggling spiritually or physically or emotionally. And so, Lord, in silence, we offer those names to you. Stretch us, O God, expand the horizons of our lives so that we are able to comprehend the mysterious and wonderful ways you are at work in our lives and in the world, and join with you with joy and thanksgiving. We offer all these prayers, Lord, through Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. We know that you hear and act. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Join together now in our final hymn, the final hymn that was sung at that service in 2007, and truly a challenge to us as we move forward into 2017 and beyond, called as partners in Christ's service, 587. Thank you. refer to your bulletin for the charge this morning. We'll say responsively together. This is a day of celebration. We celebrate new beginnings. We celebrate new. Thank you. In Chronicles, it's outlined what happened in the tabernacle, the place of worship. It outlines there that the tabernacle was covered by guards and prayer from the four corners of the tabernacle. This morning, today, we offer our benediction and prayer in a similar manner. And from all four corners of the church this morning, we offer prayers of blessings and challenge for us as we move forward.
Holy God, whose faithfulness endures forever and whose love knows no boundaries, in ancient days you guided our ancestors and the midst of covenant with them and calling them to be your servant people. In the fullness of time, you showed your love for the world by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer.
Person in Burlington East Presbyterian Church be motivated by a deep desire to know you and serve you. To that end, we commit ourselves to growth, spiritual growth through study, prayer, and outreach, and numerical growth through mission, prayer, and witness. May we see this as an opportunity to do that which we as Christians are called to do, that is, to witness to our faith in and love for Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior.
And on this day, we celebrate with great joy the fact that we are called to go forth into the world, to go forth into our future with hope in the name of our dear Lord and friend Jesus Christ, remembering, as it says in Colossians, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And now may the blessings of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Spirit the Comforter be with you now and always. Amen.